Psalms chapter 69. To the chief musician set to the tune of Concerning the Lilies. A psalm song of David. Save me, O God, because the waters have come into my soul. I sink in deep mire, mud, where there is no standing. I have come into deep waters, where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. Those who hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. Those who would destroy me, being my enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I did not take away. O God, you know my foolishness, and my sins are not hidden from you. Do not let those who wait on you, O Lord God Jehovah of hosts armies, be ashamed for my sake. Do not let those who seek you be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Because for your sake I have borne reproach, shame has covered my face. I have become a stranger to my brothers, and an alien to my mother's children. Because the zeal of your house has consumed me, and the reproaches of those who reproached you have fallen upon me. When I wept and disciplined my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also my clothes, and I became a proverb to them. Those who sit in the gate speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord Jehovah, in an acceptable time, O God. In the multitude of your mercies hear me in the truth of your salvation. Deliver me out of the mire mud, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from those who hate me, and out of the deep waters. Do not let the flood waters overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and do not let the pit close her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Lord Jehovah, because your loving kindness is good. Turn to me according to the multitude of your tender mercies. And do not hide your face from your servant, because I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw near to my soul, and redeem it. Deliver me because of my enemies. You have known my reproach, and my shame, and my dishonor. My adversaries are all before you. Reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was no one, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my food, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened, that they not see, and cause their bodies continually to shake. Pour out your indignation upon them, and let your wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their house be desolate, and let no one live in their tents, because they persecute him whom you have stricken, and they talk to the grief of those whom you have wounded. Add sin to their sin, and let them not come into your righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let your salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also will please the Lord Jehovah, better than an ox or bull that has horns and hoofs. The humble will see this, and be glad, and your heart will live who seek God. Because the Lord Jehovah hears the poor, and does not despise his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas, and everything that moves in them. Because God will save Zion, and will build the cities of Judah, that they may live there, and have it in possession. Also the children of his servants will inherit it, and those who love his name will live there.